Good morning, Newberry. My name is Howard Vroon. I'm the head golf coach at Newberry College, and this is a devotion for Lent in 2024. Our verse is Matthew 5-7. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Have you identified with a beatitude yet? We are all on this list, but in case you haven't, I nominate merciful. Mercy is important to Jesus and vital to the kingdom of heaven because mercy is the lifeblood of the gospel. Everything Jesus did was merciful. His blood poured out on the cross, a red river of mercy. That mercy is for everyone. We desperately need it, we can't earn it, and praise God, we can't lose it. Mercy is so valuable that while the poor in spirit inherit the kingdom, the meek inherit the earth, and the pure in heart will see God, being merciful gets you more mercy. That's how mercy works. When you receive it, all that is required is that you invest it in someone else. And when you give mercy away, you get more. Mercy is the very treasure of the gospel, the currency of God's kingdom. Jesus tells a parable about a master leaving his home and leaving three servants with some of his money or property. Matthew 25:14-30. Jesus says this parable is about the kingdom of heaven. And while the master is gone, two servants invest and increase the property entrusted to them. One servant does not. Afraid of the master, the third servant buries the money in the ground, afraid of losing it and suffering the consequences of that. Upon returning home, the master praises the two servants who invested and increased his property, and he gives these servants more of his property. But the master excoriates the servant who buried his property, takes back what he originally gave him, and angrily banishes him to a place outside the kingdom of heaven. Ouch. If the master is Jesus, why so cruel to this third servant? And why this talk about property and money and investing when Jesus has spoken so specifically about the pitfalls of money and possessions? Maybe the money or property that the master left with the servants is mercy. That would explain why the master is so upset with the servant three. It's because mercy is so cherished and so valuable in the kingdom of heaven. And the worst possible thing you can do with mercy is bury it. That would be enough to outrage our master. That would also explain why the two servants who invested and grew what the master left them were rewarded with more. And the servant who buried what the master left him was banished from the kingdom. The lesson is that all we must do to grow rich in mercy is receive it and pour it into others. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. For Lent, instead of defending yourself or seeking revenge, be generously kind to someone who has been unkind to you. Repeat often. Or give up sarcasm. While sarcasm may be aimed at the truth, it skips past that mark and hits shame instead. Shaming someone is the opposite of mercy. Mercy is free. You can't earn it, you can't lose it, but you must pass it on. Blessed are those who do. Blessed is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.